Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Harold, president of the First Friday Club of Greater Akron. On behalf of myself and the First Friday Club board, I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for coming to our June 2022 program. Our special speaker for today is David Reagan for the local faith-based Peter Shadow Healing Ministry. Please silence your cell phones so we can all enjoy today's program. After the presentation, we'll have the opportunity to write down questions for our speaker. After the talk, we'll also have a short announcement period and break and collect any of the question cards then. It's now my pleasure to introduce First Friday Club board member Patty Monrovic, who will offer our opening prayer.
Good afternoon, everyone. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Gracious and loving God, may your goodness and love be with us today at First Friday Club. Come bless our gathering with unity, hope, and vision. Lord, we pray for unity. Build in us all a deep respect for one another so that church and nation may be one. Lord, we pray for hope. Come stir your hope within our hearts and renew our faith. Lord, we pray for vision. May your vision fill our lives as we seek to reveal your love. Bless the food we have enjoyed and those who prepared it. Bless our speaker and make us be open to their message. We ask this in the glorious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and King. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now my pleasure to introduce First Friday Club board member Deacon Will Yoho, who will introduce our speaker.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is my great pleasure, and I know everybody says that, but it truly is. Mike is one of my greatest new friends. His spirituality and him being serious and intentional about his faith truly is admirable, and it's something that I look up to very much. I think in today's world, it's very challenging to live that out. So we truly are blessed to have Mike here. Back, I guess in the 70s, when I was like 7 or 8 years old, Mike got involved in the charismatic movement and really got plugged into that. And then I guess there was a lady for 14 years prayed for a group to come together and focus on healing. And her prayers were answered when a priest friend of Mike reached out to him and asked if they could get involved in a healing ministry. And so in 2016, Mike and Mary Beth joined this group, and it was focused on healing. But even beyond that, it was focused on the Holy Spirit. It was focused on the power of the Holy Spirit. And with that, very soon after that, the Holy Spirit spoke to Mary Beth and Mike and called them to start their own ministry, and it's called Peter's Shadow. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with that. In the scriptures, there was a person that was healed simply by being in Peter's shadow. And what a beautiful example that is, and a great name. It's interesting, they also, during that time, were called to minister at the Ark and the Dove. And a lot of people may not know about it, but in the charismatic movement, the revival that took place happened with Duquesne University students. And these students, back in the 70s, went to the Ark and the Dove for a retreat, and they were set on fire. And quite frankly, that was the epicenter of the charismatic movement. And Mary Beth and Mike, they went there every week, you know, drive all the way to Pennsylvania and back every week to minister with these nuns there. And so they've just got tremendous experience. you know, there was a guy named Mike that had stones, and the doctor said, you know, it's really bad. He was in horrible pain. Going to have surgery. And they prayed over him that those stones would be pulverized. And the next couple days later, that he went back and they did another CAT scan, and they said the only thing they saw was dust. And they simply could not understand how that could be. From a medical standpoint, it doesn't happen. Now, when Mike told me that, I said, well, is that you with the gallstones? He said, no, I prayed with the person. So, and honestly, we're very blessed here to have Mike share so many of the experiences. And honestly, everybody, if you don't walk out of here being on fire for your faith, being in love with Jesus, and inviting the Holy Spirit to work powerfully in your life, you're not awake. So without any further ado, Mike. Thanks, Rick.
Will stole all my jokes.
Mike has the best dad jokes.
All right, well, first of all, thanks. Thanks for inviting us here. I met Mike for the first time and John for the first time. Of course, I've known Will for quite a while. So thanks for having us here. You may or may not have ever heard of Peter Shadow. If you have not, you're probably saying to yourself, what the heck is a Peter Shadow? And Will touched on it. So in the fifth chapters of Acts, and you've probably read it, it talks about the people in the villages would bring their sick and their invalids and lay them in the street when they knew Peter was going to walk by, just so his shadow would fall on them. And they all got healed, not just one. They were all healed just by Peter's shadow. He was that anointed. We as Catholics, I think we look upon that with some disdain and some disbelief. We're not taught it. We don't practice it because we don't believe it. Yes. Any agreement? Disagreement? Okay.
Amen.
We believe it. We believe at Peter's Shadow that people get healed. We see it all the time. And I'm going to show you some things. And we're going to demonstrate it. We believe that everything that Jesus said in the scriptures is real and it's true. Okay? I want to share this with you. Okay, this is an actual letter that we received from a lady, a young mother. Our six-year-old son, John Michael, experienced healing. During surgery for a burst appendix, the surgeon discovered that John Michael had a hernia. He showed me the film. The surgeon did not address it at that time because of the degree of the infection made it too risky. Subsequently, John Michael had been scheduled for hernia surgery on August the 6th. On July 28th, our family attended a Peter Shadow healing service. Through the Holy Spirit, John Michael's name was called during the service, and the whole congregation prayed over John Michael. After the healing service, we asked Akron Children's Hospital to perform an ultrasound before performing surgery. On Friday, August 13th, after a painstaking level of thoroughness, the ultrasound technician could find no evidence that John Michael... Whew, come on, Jesus. No evidence that John Michael had a hernia of any kind.
Amen.
Anywhere.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Jesus is healing. Jesus is doing this. And we need to get excited about it.
Yes.
Jesus is still walking the earth. Thank you, Lord. So this little boy was spared the pain and the agony of another surgery because we prayed with him. Do you know that Jesus said this, and I'm quoting, For those who believe, they will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. That's Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 15. So in another situation, we were on our way to Philadelphia to a conference, and we were asked to pick up a rider at Pittsburgh, a lady that we didn't know. And so we agreed to do that, and we got to the meeting place, and this woman is practically an invalid. I mean, she has a bad back, and her I'm not exaggerating, her back is shaped like this, okay? I mean, she cannot stand up. She cannot walk without a cane or a walker. She can't stand up without support. We got to the conference, and before going to the conference, she asked us if we would pray over her back. And of course we did. We were in a little sitting room, and she kind of sat down in the couch, and all of a sudden her feet went straight out like this, and she started writhing and writhing. And let me show you. Mary Beth, she jumped up and starts hooting and hollering, and Mary Beth had the mind to grab her phone and record it. All right. So the lady who couldn't stand up without holding on to something is dancing. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. So you see, when we start seeing healings like that, we start to believe. And as our faith increases, we see more healings. And the more people we pray with, the more healings we see. Okay? So it wasn't too awful long after we started the ministry back in 2016 that we discovered that so many of our physical diseases are actually caused by emotional trauma. You know, we are an intensely wounded people. We get told in so many ways that we're not worth anything, that we're not good enough. We aren't smart enough. We don't count for much. We get called stupid, ugly, fat, uncoordinated, dumb, sloppy. How many other things can you think of that we get called? How many things have you been called in your lifetime? we discovered a prayer model that can address those wounds and the subsequent illnesses that accompany them. You know, when you cut your finger, and the women probably know more, and you're cooking and you cut your finger, I always grab a paper towel and wrap it around until it stops bleeding, and then put some salve on it and put a Band-Aid on it, right? If it's serious, you go and get it stitched back together until it heals. I like to use that antibiotic cream with the lidocaine in it because it makes the pain go away. I even use it on hangnails. So much of a sissy I am. But what do you do when you're wounded by somebody's actions or somebody's words? Okay. We found a method to handle that. It's called Unbound. We were praying with a woman who had severe migraines for 13 years. Can you imagine having a migraine every day for 13 years? We prayed with her for quite a while. It was revealed what caused her migraines. We were able to address that. The Lord healed her. She hasn't had a migraine since. So Unbound is very, very effective and gentle method of deliverance from those kinds of wounds. This gift of healing is not limited to me, to Mary Beth, to any of the Peter Shadow folk. This is for all of us. Jesus said, for those who believe, you're baptized Catholic. That, my guess is you're a believer. For those who believe, you will lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. Are we going to believe Jesus or are we not? Okay? I'll share another story with you. We were asked to do a healing conference training at St. Vincent Abbey over in Latrobe, Pennsylvania with Father Sean Anderson. And so we went over on Friday. The retreat was all day Saturday, and we were teaching on Saturday. And one of the band members, her name is Angela, was limping around the campus. I mean, she was in great pain, unable to go up and down steps. We prayed with her on Friday night and thought, okay, nothing happened. We didn't see any benefit. We were teaching the next day, and she got prayed over again. And this is what happened. I'm just going to tell you. So Angela had wrecked her bike about 3 weeks prior to this, and the brake handle penetrated her inner thigh and severed whatever's in there. I don't know. It didn't sever the artery. She didn't bleed to death, but it tore up. It was about 2.5 inches in her leg. So they cleaned it up, stitched it up, whatever they did. So 3 weeks later, she's still, and as she says in the video, she's one step up the steps. Great pain. She was in a great deal of pain. She was prayed over by two people who had never prayed over anyone before. And let me just see if I can show you.
Show us how to do it.
Show us how good you can walk. Okay. This is a woman that 5 minutes before couldn't move.
Wow.
And that's two people who had never prayed for healing before. Okay. So this isn't for us. I always like to say, Will mentioned that about being involved in the charismatic movement. And for most Catholics, that's really a scary word. I mean, that's a turn-off. We've had some bad experience with charismatics. But we belong to a charismatic church. The Catholic Church is charismatic by nature because we are a gift from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives us gifts. They're all outlined in St. Paul's 12th chapter of Corinthians. They're real, and they're gifts from God. We can't just turn our back on something that God wants to give us. We are a Pentecostal church. The term's been stolen by our brothers and sisters in the Protestant faith. We are Pentecostal because we came out of Pentecost, which we're going to celebrate Sunday. It's where we come from. That's the beginning of our church. And we're apostolic because we have apostolic succession right down to Francis. So we belong to a charismatic, apostolic, and Pentecostal church. And from my opinion, we need to stop denying that. We need to stop being afraid of it. We need to stop being afraid of the gifts that God wants to give us. The gifts of healing. The gifts of miracles. You know, the early church grew from signs and wonders performed by lay people like you and us. Most of Jesus' miracles, if you read the scriptures, the biggest part of his miracles are healings. So he got people's attention. Francis McNutt says in the first 350 years of the Catholic Church, it was well known that lay people could heal the sick, while non-Catholics and non-Christians could not. And believe me, back in the 1st and 2nd century, 3rd century, people weren't impressed by doctrine. They were impressed by what happened to them because they were all lower class. They were all uneducated, ignorant. Yeah. So I'm getting way off here. Come on, computer, come back up. All right. So, in order to minister more effectively in the gift of healing, we believe that you have to know what you're doing. You have to know what Jesus said. You have to know what he taught. You have to know, who am I? How do you do that? Did Jesus say that? You know? So we have to be educated. So in order to do that, we now are an active campus for Encounter Ministries School of Ministry. So we now have a 2-year part-time school of ministry that's operated out of Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish. And that school is designed to allow Catholics to be more influential for Christ in those places where they live, work, and play. Okay? It's based on a 2-year curriculum. Okay. So it starts with weekly classes, so we meet every Tuesday. We give homework assignments, kind of just like regular school stuff, you know. But it's set in an atmosphere of praise and worship and prayer. Okay? We like to say it's Catholic school like you've never experienced it before. I have another video, but since the sound is so bad, I'm not going to play it because you can't hear it. Should we try it and see if Patrick can be heard? Yeah. Yeah, let's try it. Will, let's see if it'll work. Let's see if it'll work.
We're just trying to find the cursor.
Okay, so the number one problem we have in the healing ministry are tech demons.
Yes.
So if you know anyone who can pray against tech demons, send them our way, because everywhere we go, it's different. So it's just the way it is. Praise God. So we began the process of applying for an Encounter campus in the spring of 2020. After a very extensive study by the diocese, we received a letter of welcome from Bishop Malesic, and this May we completed our first year of classes. We've gotten rave reviews from our students. Now, I was going to put together a video, but can't see or hear it anyhow, so I'll just tell you what they said. So this is from Sherry. Sherry is a 70-something-year-old widow, and she says this, and I quote, "If you are like I was, questioning, wanting to grow deeper in my faith, then come. Don't hesitate." Thank you, Sherry. Catherine is a 30-something. She says there's so much more depth to our spiritual life. Encounter gives us the opportunity to dive deep, to learn that you can truly hear the voice of God. Andy's even younger than Catherine. She's a 20-something, just out of college. She says this program is a great fit for the whole church. And Christine. Christine is a middle-aged wife and mother. She says this year has transformed me completely and beautifully. What the Holy Spirit brought into my life was much more than I expected. We will have this summer what we call a summer intensive. It will be a 4-night event, August 1st through the 4th. And what it does is it gives you an outline, a taste of the curriculum of the Encounter School. And I think each one of you have at your place a little postcard. Okay. And there's a QR code on there, and there's also a website, if you just you don't do QR codes, that talks about the summer intensive. On the other side of that card is another QR code and a website that talks about the school. So if you're interested in the school, we have folks from 22 to 72 enrolled in the school. And they've all just been extremely blessed by attending class every week. So here's how that works. So we have a free concert, praise and worship concert, every night. And then we will follow that with teachings, which give you an outline or a taste, a wet your whistle kind of thing, of what's contained in the entire first year of the school. So if you're interested at all in increasing your knowledge of your faith, your knowledge of the Holy Spirit, who you are in Christ, what is your identity, Take a look at that. Come to the summer intensive. Most people never heard anyone say they regretted coming. Yet, I haven't heard anybody yet. So if you're the first, let us know. Okay. So if I can, I'd like to share another story with you real quick. This is from another Angela. Angela says, I contacted Peter's Shadow Healing Ministry after a doctor's appointment where I received unexpected and terrifying news. An x-ray taken for some minor pain in my right hip showed a mass on my left side that the radiologist thought to be metastatic cancer due to my history with cancer. She had had breast cancer several times. My oncologist immediately ordered diagnostic testing, a bone scan, and a CT scan. Before the scans, I met with the healing ministry for prayer. The morning after the scans, I met with my oncologist who gave me the good news. No cancer. What a relief. Naturally, my next questions were, well, what do I have? What is the mass? She did not have an answer. The scan showed nothing out of the ordinary. She asked the radiologist to review the findings. He did, and had two other doctors review the scans. Again, nothing out of the ordinary. They had no explanation for the initial x-ray, but confirmed that it was definitely mine. To me, the explanation is that I was blessed with a miracle. That gets me every time I read it. Blessed more than I can ever imagine. Thank you for your prayers, love, and kindness. Thank you, Jesus. Angela. My friends, Jesus came to restore our relationship with the Father that had been destroyed, broken by sin and rebellion. And he does that by preaching the kingdom. The first thing he said, the first sermon he gave, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And he demonstrated that the kingdom of heaven is at hand through signs and wonders, through miracles. Most of them healing. Sit down and read the Gospel of Mark, just the first seven chapters. It's like Mark is sprinting through Galilee recording miracles. One after another after another. God is sovereign. God can heal anything at any time. We've been called in a very special way just recently to begin praying for hopeless cases. People who have, by Western medicine standards, no hope of recovery. So I want to share with you just a little story about Lisa. Lisa lives in Port Clinton, Ohio, and she has ALS. Happens to be Mary Beth's cousin, so we were able to get up and pray with her. Now, just as a matter of fact, she was a total invalid. She could not move her legs, her arms. She can't hold her head up. She's in a wheelchair with a bandana around her head, tied to the back of the wheelchair to hold her head up. She has a computer screen that she can operate with her eyes and type out messages one letter at a time, which is really hard on her. Can't eat. She's fed through a feeding tube. Can't swallow. Things we learned about ALS is that they overproduce saliva, so she had to be suctioned a lot all the time. And so this is what we first walked in on. Western medicine says there is no hope for you. There's nothing we can do. There's no reversal of ALS. Now, they've been practicing some natural medicines, getting her diet cleaned up and things of that nature. So we started praying with him and went back the next week. So we are dedicated to doing what the Lord calls us to do. And he's called us to pray for this hopeless case. And the first week we went back, she said that she hadn't had to take her saliva medicine for 3 days. And she felt more strength in her neck and in her core. Little tiny step. So we prayed with her. We went back the next week. And she could, by her own will, make her fingers jiggle. I don't know what do you even call that, you know? And because she couldn't move them before, they were stationary. Now she can do this. Praise God. Another tiny step. I think we had to miss a week because we were at a conference or something. And last week, she texted Mary Beth and she said, "I surprised myself and I crossed my ankles." Now this is a woman that hasn't moved her feet in months and months. She crossed her ankles. We were all excited. We were jumping around the office and crying and everything else. We went back yesterday. We were back up in Fort Clinton. And she is now able to squeeze your hand about that much. That much. Tiny, tiny steps. Tiny steps towards recovery for a case that her doctors told her it was impossible. There's no reversal of ALS. But Jesus is the divine physician and he can reverse anything.
Yes.
Anything. So we're going to keep praying until she gets out of that wheelchair. That's what we've been called to. We have pledged ourselves to radical availability and radical obedience. We were in the office last week. We were thinking about going up to see Lisa, and we got a call from another friend who wanted us to go to Bell Fountain to pray for a lady who has stage 4 cancer. So we're saying, well, you know, maybe we can pray with her on the phone. We could do a Zoom and pray with her. We found that that's pretty effective sometime. I was sitting in the office, and I said to the Lord, "Do you want us to go to Bell Fountain? I mean, it's like a 600-mile round trip." And the Lord just simply said to me, "Are you radically available or not?" Pack the car. We're gone. So last Thursday, we made our, I don't know how far that was, Bell Fountain, from Cuyahoga Falls to Bell Fountain to Portland and back to Cuyahoga Falls. But that's what we're called to do, and these are hopeless cases. So pray for us. Pray for those people that we're praying for. But we're seeing God heal people. We're seeing God heal people every day. Every day. Cancer, we have a real anointing. The ministry has a real anointing for cancer. We have seen just about every kind of cancer that you can name. We've seen healed. A woman had a football-sized tumor in her stomach that disappeared. We had a retired dentist who had blood cancer that disappeared. We had an active physician who had a brain tumor that shrunk to the point where it's irrelevant. So we feel that the ministry itself has been anointed for cancers. And now we feel that we have this anointing for hopeless cases. So we continue to ask for prayer. We are a nonprofit organization. We are a 501c3, and we are not affiliated officially with anybody, so we get no support from anyone except those people that that contribute to us. We do have what we call an ambassador program for those folks who would like to support what we're doing on a monthly basis. We bring in a speaker each month. We record that so you can come to it live, or you can have access to it on the internet as a recording. And then we offer our ambassadors a retreat, a day of retreat once a year, free of charge. And that information is on the website, which is on this card that we gave you. And then we also would ask that if you just would like to make a contribution, we have the envelopes, you can send it in or do it by the credit card. Okay, so 5 minutes. Okay, we're going to pray for 5 minutes. Is anybody up for that? Okay. All right, good. I told you we were going to demonstrate this. So I'm going to ask anyone here who has discernible pain to stand up. If you have discernible pain, okay, I want you to put a number on that. Number 1 to 10, 10 being the most excruciating pain you've ever had, and 1 being a kind of bothers me.
I don't believe all these people don't have
They're pain. Painless.
No pain.
I was going to take a bucket of water over there and kind of wake them up, but...
Just to let you know, people get healed during practice, so
yeah.
So we do trainings. We train people how to pray for healing, which is very effective. And we have never done a training where we did a practice that people didn't get healed. Never once, okay? So you guys all got pain? Okay, so we're just going to pray over you and let the Holy Spirit see what he wants to do. How's that? Okay. Now, I don't want you to pray. I just want you to receive. Yeah, it's hard to do, isn't it? You just let the Holy Spirit come. Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you come. Be present. Pour yourself into your people. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Spirit behind this pain, we command you in the name of Jesus to be gone. Come, Holy Spirit. Wash over them, Lord. Wash them, Lord, in your spirit. Wash them, Lord. Just flow through each one of them, Lord. More Jesus, more Lord, more Lord. We want increase, Lord. We ask for increase, Lord. More Spirit, more Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Experiencing anything as we pray? A little bit of warmth in your feet. Come, Holy Spirit, warm. More Lord. More increase, Lord. Come, Spirit, touch your feet now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More Lord. Thank you, Jesus. More Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit, just flow through me.
flow through them, Lord, flow through them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any relief in their pain? How much, Mike? A little bit? Went from a lot. Mike felt a lot of heat. This lady felt warmth in her feet. Patty, do you feel anything?
Just peace.
We love God's peace. You see, peace is really powerful. You know, it's not peaceful. It's awesome. See, Scripture says that peace, God's peace, is a sentry. It's a guard. It's a guard for your heart and your mind. It's not just the lack of stress or the lack of war. It's God's guarding you, your heart and your mind. Thank you, Jesus. So that, just asking the Holy Spirit to come, drive out that pain, and oftentimes we will see more results later. Okay. So Mike had a slight reduction in his pain, and it wouldn't surprise me a little bit by the time he gets home tonight that he would be pain-free. That's the way God works a lot of times. Yeah, so I've been informed time is up. Right. So we'd be glad to answer any questions. We have a team here of folks who know as much or more than I do.
Very spirit-filled, very inspiring. Thank you so much. We have a few of announcements, and if you have questions, you can write those down, but we have a small group, so we can probably just do the questions out loud for that matter. Our next meeting will be here Friday, July 8th, not the 1st, 2022, presentation by David Icke, entitled Hope for the Lost, Condemned, and Forgotten. David is a member of St. Hilary's Parish, and this is a particular ministry that he did with imprisoned people. If you're listening to our podcast, for those of you who are listening, you can make reservations. You can send a check to the First Friday Club at our new address, First Friday Club of Greater Akron, Post Office Box 13291, Fairlawn, Ohio 44334. You can also call our office at 330-535-7668 every month. Reservation deadlines are the Friday before the meeting. You can also schedule on Eventbrite. We have still some excellent speakers coming up. In August, we have Sister Toni Palermo, who will be, who is a sister in her 90s, who was a professed woman, a psychologist, but she will talk about her life, all of her life experiences, and the one folks find most interesting is, as a teenage girl, she played in the Women's League of Their Own in World War II. So she, and I guess she's quite an engaging speaker. So put that down in your calendar for our meeting in August. If you're not on our email list, grab one of the cards on the table and give us your email so that we can keep you apprised of what's going on. I'd like to recognize first-time attendees. Give us a wave as this is your first time at First Friday Club. Put your hand up. Welcome. I'd also like to recognize our board members. So board members, raise your hand. And now I'm going to turn the program back over to Will, who will be handling the questions.
Mike, you want to jump back up here? I'd like to add one thing. I always had two competing thoughts. There's kind of a thought out there, and it kind of makes sense that these miracles only happened during the apostolic age, and it was kind of a special gift that God gave the church to jumpstart it, to get it going. And there's some scriptural support to that. But the other side of it is God is God. He can do anything he wants, anytime he wants. In the scripture, Jesus tells all believers that you will do these things and greater. And so I just didn't have enough data to make a definitive decision. Well, I can tell you, my mind is decided. What I've seen in the last 2 years is absolutely amazing. I have a good family friend, her granddaughter, this was pre-COVID, have two perforated, the teacher said you got to get her checked. They went, got her checked, two perforated eardrums at age 8. Scheduled surgery a month later. In the meantime, she brings her granddaughter to Peter's shadow. They pray for her. You know, the heavens didn't open. And she's miraculously healed there. It didn't happen. But a week before the surgery, this grandmother takes her granddaughter to the doctors for pre-op. And the doctor's looking. He's like, what? What? And she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he goes, the perforations are gone. He says, but the part I don't get is there's not even any scarring. How does that happen? The Holy Spirit. And I will tell you, I came to faith when I was not 40 years ago. I've been a deacon for 15 years. And I've been guilty of ignorance of the Holy Spirit. Just think about this. What would be better than having Jesus Christ stand with us right now physically? Well, I can tell you there is one thing that's better than that, and that is the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that. It is better that I go so that you can get the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit isn't a huge active part of our lives, we're missing it. And so I would encourage everybody, pursue the Holy Spirit. You will be blessed for it.
Answer this question.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, here. Yeah. This question came from Patty. She said, "Dear Dave Reagan, when did you change your name?" I'm Mike Reagan. Okay. I change my name every 6 months to try to dodge the IRS. So next week I'm just Will Reagan. So. Listen, if God doesn't have a sense of humor, I'm in trouble.
Amen. Amen. All right. Here's a tough question. I know people who have left the charismatic renewal and have deepened their faith through study of church doctrine and finding reverent masses to attend as well as meditative prayer. They say that Peter's shadow is not good and is influenced by the Protestantism and is just emotional highs. What would you say back to these people?
I think we've heard that criticism since day one. Okay. Our original spiritual director was a fairly ancient Capuchin, Father Lester Noel. And we've often talked about this. And he said, you know, the charismatic movement really started in the Protestant church back in the 1700s. And we probably know a lot of the names of those Protestant preachers. The one I love the best is Smith Wigglesworth. He's an Englishman. And Father Lester always said, you know, the charismatic renewal started in the Protestant church and then moved to the Catholic church because it had started in the Catholic church and Protestants would have never bought it. The Protestants are still our brothers in Christ. And though they believe some things that are in error, a lot of the things they believe are still 100% right on. and for people like Randy Clark, Bill Johnson, maybe a few others.
Healy, Dr.
Well, Dr. Mary Healy, okay. These folks are all on the same page when it comes to the scriptures and healing. And so, does a lot of our material come from Protestant writers and Protestant preachers? Yes, it does. But it also comes from Catholic writers and teachers. And most of, not most, everything that we do and teach and practice has been approved by scripture scholars and Catholics like Dr. Mary Healy, Father Matthias Thelen, Ralph Martin, Peter Herbeck. Okay? So we're always going to have that criticism. We live with it. It's the way it is. We respect our Protestant brothers when they have the truth. Yeah. I don't know how else to address that. Anybody else have anything you want to add? Patty?
If you look in the Catholic Catechism, there's a lot written on healing. And if you look at it, it's part of our faith. So it's also approved, you know, Catholic Church.
Yeah, and if my brain would stay on track and I can't remember what I was going to say. The beauty of our Catholic faith is that we can have meditative prayer, and we have an amazing liturgy of the Eucharist, and we have adoration, and we have the Holy Spirit. We have all of these things. And it's not that our faith is only the Mass. It's not that our faith is only adoration, and it's not that our faith is only the Holy Spirit. I mean, we have a beautiful Catholic faith, and we should embrace every aspect of it. So for one aspect, to criticize another aspect is division, and that comes from the enemy. But that's his greatest dream, I guess, is division of our church. And look at how far he's come in the last 500 years, right? So, yeah.
Yes, question. So since you started your ministry, what impact have you seen on parishes? And then what do you see happening in 5 years?
All right, awesome question. Probably should have looked all this up before we came, but we have seen 5 or 6 healing ministries started in parishes throughout the diocese. Okay, St. Gabriel's up in Mentor. We were instrumental in starting a ministry in Irwin, Pennsylvania called Hem of His Garment. What's St. Gabriel's called?
Gabriel's Messengers.
Yeah, Gabriel's Messengers up at St. Gabriel's.
Healing Waters
at St. Hilary's. St. Yeah, so at least 5 or 6 healing ministries started. We have probably trained several hundred people throughout the diocese in healing ministry. We have 35 students who have completed their first year of the School of Ministry. We'll probably be going into their second year. So, yeah, I think we've had a pretty big impact. We've probably done 25 to 30 healing services, even during COVID. We had a weekly Zoom meeting. We were drawing people from around the world to Zoom prayer on Wednesday nights. We had people from Africa and Australia and Ireland. So lots of healings. It was just on Zoom prayer when we were all locked up.
the last part of your question is really difficult, because we really try to be docile to the Holy Spirit. And just in the last 3 to 4 months, we have detected a shift in our ministry. And that's where we were called into this, I want you to start praying for hopeless cases. Now, we're still going to do our healing services. We have several lined up. But now we are starting to move into this hopeless cases thing. And we're still trying to figure out what that means. Okay? But I can say to you that we pledged ourselves to be radically obedient to the Father. And if He tells us to pray for hopeless cases, we're going to do it regardless of what we see. We don't live by what we see or what we feel. We live by what Jesus told us. So I can see the ministry continuing to grow, continuing to expand. Yeah, we don't have a 5-year plan like you would have in the business world.
Mike, when you do your healing services, do you put that out to the parishes, you know, to let them know, and so yes. that they can put in their bulletin to let people know in case they're interested?
Yes.
You know?
We try to get the announcement to as many outlets as we can, like the Flame. The Catholic, Northeast Ohio Catholic newsletter and their e-letter. Anybody that puts out a newsletter that'll print it, we put it up. And we ask the parishes to blast it to their nearby parishes. And like you said, Mike, we have no control over it. Once the parish gets it, they can do whatever they want to with it.
And we can we individually contact you to get on an email list?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you do that right. Matter of fact, if you use this envelope and you only want to give us your email, just put it on there. You can leave it today or you can mail it, whatever you want to do. We'll get you on our mailing list. We try to keep people updated. You can go to our website. We have a lady in Akron who updates our website all the time. So,
okay, so I just want to say I started this like 5 years ago, and I'm not a young person, you wouldn't know that, but and I would never have believed any of this until I saw it. I go to St. Ambrose. We are having a healing service on June 15th at 6:30. Father Bob Steck, who's in charge of the fest, his niece's husband is the doctor that was healed of the brain tumor.
Wow.
So he is all in. We are then, the following week, on June 22nd, we're having Night of Healing Prayer to St. Joseph in Strongsville. And then Holy Angels is in July. July 20th. So you are all invited to come and see what happens at these. Again, 5 years ago, I would never have believed any of these shenanigans happened, but now I have been involved in these shenanigans, and they're the Holy Spirit shenanigans, and so if praise be Jesus and that Holy Spirit, just expect the unexpected when you come.
Yeah, we try to start at 6:30. That's a good point. So we also do individual prayer sessions. Now we have one this afternoon in an hour, okay? So we do Unbound. Unbound is like I told you before, like a very gentle and effective deliverance from the wounds that we carry around. Usually takes about an hour and a half session. We do an inner healing and healing of memories, which usually takes about two and a half hours. And our prayer services are mostly centered around physical healing.
because we don't have the time to do the two-hour stuff. Yeah, we do individual prayer session. You can contact us by phone or through the email, whatever suits you.
I just have one quick question. Being raised Catholic, I heard the phrase, offer it up, all my life. The healing ministry seems to go against that. What do you have to say about that?
You know, we could probably discuss that till the cows come home. The Catholic Church has a fantastic, fantastic belief in redemptive suffering. My belief, and I can only give you my belief, 99% of us suffer without it being redemptive in any way, shape, or form. If God has called you to redemptive suffering, embrace it, offer it up. We're praying with a young man right now who is probably going to die. We just talked to him yesterday about offering his suffering for those other people that we're praying for. And that's what he's doing. He's not going to be healed. We just have been... The Lord has indicated to us he's not going to heal him. He's going to take him home. But in the meantime, he's going to use his suffering to heal other people. We believe that. But most of us don't have that calling. Most of us are sick and don't offer it up. It's not redemptive in any way. The Catholic Church has tried to relieve suffering since day one. We are the largest and greatest philanthropic organization in the entire world. We have more hospitals, more nursing homes, more charity than any other organization probably combined to relieve suffering. So yeah, does God use your suffering? Yes. But he wants you to be healed. Well, we got more.
Are we done?
I just wanted to add one little thing, is that we had asked this. Mary Healy is a scripture scholar and is involved in healing ministry as well. And we said, Mary, how do you balance that? How do you, the healing versus suffering and offering it up? And she said, you offer it up until you're healed.
Okay. We're being abandoned.
Okay, great. Bill, if you could do closing prayer with us, that'd be great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Gracious and loving God, thank you for making... Oh, you don't have this on?
No, it's on. Just close.
Okay. You hear me now. Gracious and loving God, thank you for making this day so fruitful and successful. As we depart, Lord, ask you to be with us. May your angels go before us, clear away so we can reach our home safely. Thank you for the lives that you have prepared beforehand for us and to touch what we have learned today. Lord, thank you for your learning message and the wonderful time we have shared with you today. As we go forth, may all glory and honor come back to you in everything we do. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Father and Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend. God bless. Thanks, Bill.
Yes, yes.
Good luck with your...
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
he is.